Y to Z. I rode the subway today. People kept getting on and off and on and off. They became less and less real the more of them there were. At first I watched them, individuals living their lives. The subway was just a tool for them, a way to get from here to there or back. A to B, L to M, Y to Z. Eventually they became too much to remember or think about, so I let them blur together, just disappear into a fuzzy mess slash mass of humanity. I began to feel like a fixture of the subway car itself, as much as the poles being gripped tight in sweaty fists, the hard seats under soft bottoms. The pressure from all the ground above my head was crushing me. Fluorescent lighting, a fleeting glimpse of sun, I was on another planet, or traveling to one. I knew if I stepped off the train I would suffocate and die. The air out there was toxic to me now, after a whole life spent in this underground. Too much fresh and blue, my lungs had gotten used to dark and heavy. I rode the subway until I forgot getting off was an option. I felt like with each additional stop, I was becoming something more than I had been in the beginning. A metamorphosis of purpose and being. It was good. It was necessary. Until it wasn't. Overwhelming. I longed for something more than what I was experiencing around me. I was tired of the constant motion, sick with it. I was unbelievably weary of always going, 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 and never arriving. In the subway, you're never in one place. You're in all the places you could be traveling to. You are you in motion. There's no stillness possible in their design. No cohesion, no finality. Being hurtled from station to station was draining me, was robbing me of my normally pleasant and unassuming demeanor. I want to shout aloud about constancy and regret and how we never can quite pin anything down, can we? How everything must remain mutable to survive, and if we're too sure about what's happening around us, we're lying to ourselves. How even if we stop at the same station on the way back, it's no longer the same stop, it's entirely different. It's changed, we've changed, in the interim between being there before and being here now. I settled for changing my seat to one on the opposite end of the car. Shake it up, shake it up, smoothly avoiding one of the blurs asking me about time. Time, the very last thing I want to be talking to strangers about, thank you, especially a stranger with no face or future. I settled into this new seat, the adjusted perspective doing nothing good for my frame of mind. I sunk into myself, going deeper and deeper into a state of quiet frenzy and perhaps desperation. It was while in this funk, this semi-catatonic oblivion, that I heard of my impending destruction and salvation. The automated robotic voice, who had been my one friend, my constant companion, called out an end to my travels. Last stop of the night. I felt betrayal and fear unlike any I had ever known when those doors opened, and stepping out into the dark, a rush. Pure, sublime, exquisite bravery, and an unbreakable solidity of purpose. At last, at long last, Z.